know the end of that song didn't catch us off guard. Why?
No, I'm not. I'm totally paying attention.
Maybe it caught you off guard.
I'm not ready to start the weekend.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man?
You know.
Stuff. Ready for a weekend.
3-day weekend. Love that.
Blowing fingers off.
Yeah, sure.
Drinking heavily.
Sure.
Screaming at the neighbors.
Like you do.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Should be nice. 4th of July in America.
You have any huge plans?
Yeah, I got to watch Jaws for the 4 millionth time. Every 4th of July, we always throw on Jaws.
4th of July.
Yeah, so the 4th of July weekend. Sure. You know, you yell Barracuda. Everyone's like, huh, what? You yell Shark. You got to panic on the 4th of July.
Sure,
you
that is true. I do know that.
Shark!
How many times have you seen that?
First time I saw it, I was 11, mm-hmm. and pretty much at least once a year since. So I'm like 400 years
That's
old.
That's a lot of Jaws.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even really say it's one of my favorite movies. It's just a classic. It's just so well done. I just like to look at it.
Yes, it's well done.
You know, it's just, I mean, Spielberg was on his game.
There was no aliens involved, so that was good.
But they're hard to see.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Coming up on today's Kevin and Sluggo show, there was a guy that has had 18 plastic surgeries to look like one of the guys in BTS.
Does he? And he doesn't at all, right?
Nope. Not even a bit.
Well done. Money
it's kind
well
of
spent.
A shame.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take some calls about you look like what celebrity. People tell you all the time you look like what celebrity.
And you know what? I saw you on this, and I have someone, and you're never going to believe two people told me. I'll tell you later, but it's just
that you look like?
Yes.
Because
I don't think anyone. I
Brad
mean,
Pitt?
No, much better looking
okay.
than that guy.
All right. Sorry. My bad.
Of course.
We also have a history quiz for the 4th of July. We're going to give away some t-shirts for those great questions.
Oh, yeah. We have LA Rats shirts. They're awesome. They're KLOS logo. LA Rats are super cool. Thanks to the guys for giving us these.
Yep.
Posted them online. People going nuts for them already.
We are going to give away one per question if you get it right. As a matter of fact, you can call now if you want. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS if you'd like to play in our little quiz game.
And these are really rough questions.
Very easy.
They're not that hard.
Not at all. Well, it depends. If
you've
seen
true.
Certain movies and other stuff, it's...
You know your history.
I'm not really a history buff, so I think they're relatively easy.
Yeah.
We'll see. 818-955-KLOS. And our 1 second of nonstop rock is coming up this hour for $2,000 as well on 95.5 KLOS.
It's impossible to narrow it down, but that's definitely one of my favorite AC/DC songs.
That is pretty strong.
I love that damn song.
That's a loud one, though, in contrast to all their other ones.
Yeah. They're so chill.
All right, listen, we're going to play a U.S. history quiz. Because we are proud Americans, and we're celebrating the 4th of July.
Very patriotic individuals.
And if you win, you get a LA Rats 95.5 KLOS t-shirt.
And thanks so much to John Five showing up yesterday. Was that yesterday? I'm playing with
that was
Marcy.
Yeah.
God, it seems like a million years ago already.
Yep.
That was so cool. So thanks to the LA Rats for this.
All right, KLOS, hello.
What's up, Raheem and Honest? Oh, wait, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Wow, that's a flashback. All right, you ready to play our little trivia game?
Sweet, you
All
bet.
Right, here's the question. In the movie The Hangover, which city did the bachelor party travel to?
Vegas.
Yeah!
Vegas is correct.
Woo! T-shirt for you, sir.
You get an LA Rats
nice.
KLOS t-shirt. Congrats.
Go not away. Hi, KLOS. You want to play our precious little American trivia game?
I'd love to, man.
Right on. Who are you?
Scott from Camarillo.
Scott from Camarillo. Was George Washington from Washington? True or false?
False.
I don't know the answer.
False is correct.
Oh,
it was Virginia.
Well, well done. You got an LA Rats shirt. I had no idea.
Excellent.
I didn't have the key.
Nicely done. You have the key for every other question except for that one.
Exactly, of course.
All right, KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We are doing our American-themed quiz. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. My name is Jack.
Hey, Jack. Sorry, I didn't ask. In the movie Stripes, Bill Murray joined what branch of the military?
Ooh, God, I haven't seen that one.
What? You haven't seen Stripes?
What in the hell?
What?
Communist! But anyway, which one do you think you joined?
You watch Stripes this weekend.
Yeah, you do that. That's your assignment.
Okay, so guess what are the four...
Yeah, guess.
What branch of the military? You can guess.
The U.S. Army?
That is correct.
You knew all along. You're a liar.
Oh. I don't think I did. I think you got it. Lucky, you bastard.
So you get an LA Rats shirt with a KLOS logo all over it. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, Jerry from Pico Rivera.
What's up, Jerry?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good. We want to give you an LA Rats shirt if you can answer our precious little American trivia question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's see if I can do it.
In Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Phoebe Cates' bikini was which of the three colors of the American flag? Tin Hut?
Red.
What'd you say?
Red.
Red is correct.
Yeah! Are you picturing it coming off right now?
Is that the greatest movie ever made?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is that the greatest scene in any movie ever made?
That is a fact.
I mean, it really is.
All right, so congratulations to all of them humans, all those fine American citizens who've just won an L.A. Rats KLOS t-shirt.
Well done.
I'll play L.A. Rats right after these exciting messages. I'm not paying any attention whatsoever today. I don't even know. I'm trying to send you a Funko. Hey, that is L.A. Rats. We just gave away a bunch of their shirts. Thanks to them for creating these awesome shirts, man.
Yes, agreed.
Very cool.
They say L.A. Rats and they say KLOS.
Yeah, man.
There is a place where you can get all of the classic Funkos. Do you collect Funkos?
I do. I actually have a few of them. I'm just now sending you Columbia from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. She's my favorite character. She was just a little party animal.
I found a website that has them all. The Slash one is hilarious.
The Slash one is awesome.
He's wearing the hat and he's got a cigarette.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's mouth. Axl Rose is hilarious because he's holding the mic stand sideways.
Right.
Like he does. He's got the sunglasses.
Right. Yeah, these are great.
Joey Ramone.
Yeah, look at that. He's got little tears in his blue jeans, man, right at the knees.
You said he was happy. There's no mouth in
this
one.
Not him. Well, there's another one you'll get to.
You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons.
Yep. That's a good one.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
That's a good one.
These Funko Pops are classic.
There is a Lemmy.
Yeah. That's the one that I mean, I love it, but it's just, you know, to put Lemmy in a happy situation like that just seems wrong.
I mean, he doesn't look
happy. No, he doesn't look happy.
He looks still, a little sad, to be honest.
Yeah, but he's still a Funko Pop all of a sudden.
True.
So that makes him rated G, and that's odd.
That is true.
Lemmy!
There's a Tommy Lee.
Nice.
There's a James Hetfield.
That's a good one.
That's very
I am sure he loved that Funko Pop.
And there's a Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. I'm going to play Jimi Hendrix in a second. Do you have any of these?
I don't, I want them.
Yeah, they're great. They're very cool. And they're pretty expensive now. Once they're out of production or whatever and they are used.
So then there's just a limited number of them and you have to buy them on eBay or
collector's
wherever?
Collector's items and they suddenly go flying through the roof. I have a Crow T robot from Mystery Science Theater 3000. That's like a perfect one.
Desbot treats Tommy Lee's not anatomically correct. Thankfully, I don't have that much space on my Funko shelf. So we'll put the link up at Kevin and Sluggo.
And check out the Jimi Hendrix one. I particularly like that. Very cool. KLOS!
Red, white, and foo.
It's time to
see?
Like these you give.
Because foo rhymes with blue.
Oh!
Yeah.
Like didn't get that.
Learn to love again. It sounds like these time and time again.
I gotta think Dave, if he knows about the weekend here on KLOS, though, he's like, really? Red, white, and foo?
Probably.
Thanks, guys.
Although he has a good sense of humor.
No, he does. Yeah, so that's why he'd be like
to see him.
That's why he'd be like, really?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing?
You can't come up with better? No, we can't!
No, Dave!
But we do have $2,000 to give away to a listener right now. We should do that.
Yeah. Come on, win this.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock for $2,000.
Yep.
We're going to play you a clip. You call in and be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will kick off your weekend in style with an extra $2,000.
Nobody's been able to do it. It's been hanging around for a while, so we'd like to send it on its merry. So please listen closely. Here you go. What is that? Now's the time to call 818-955-KLOS. Orange County's Joyous Wolf.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
It's Jody.
Jody. You're caller 13.
No shit. Oh, sorry. All right. Cool.
Well, please tell us you know this song. Don't tell us yet what it is, but we want to give away this cash, and you can have it if you can tell us the name of the song and the artiste. Are you ready to give it a go?
Yeah.
All right. Jody, here you go. What the hell is that?
Is it Unskinny Bop by Poison?
Unskinny Bop, Bop, Bop!
It is not, although we had that guess before.
Did we?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even remember.
Unskinny Bop, yeah.
It's been playing this exact same clip for the last 3 months. I don't remember all the guesses.
It is not. That is not correct. Try again next hour.
Sorry, Jody. One more time this weekend, and then this $2,000 waits until Tuesday.
Correct. So win it this weekend.
Yeah!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Right on the verge of a 3-day weekend.
Correct.
This is the last time I'm going to see my sobriety for a few days.
You've had enough sobriety for this week.
I have.
Yeah. You've gone a little crazy. You've been sober like 2 days.
At least, somewhere around
there. So that's crazy.
Almost.
We also have 1 second of nonstop rock.
Coming up. Got it.
This hour.
Nobody got it again.
$2,000.
That's between now and five.
British influencer Oli London I don't identify as Korean because of BTS. I just love the culture.
Okay.
This is a British influencer.
Right.
Who underwent 18 surgeries.
Oh, he's not trying. Well, so at least he's not trying to look like that cat woman. Remember that woman who wanted to look like a cat?
Same problem.
Yeah.
Same problem. Yeah. That way, way overdone plastic surgery. Did you see the picture of the girl with the biggest lips?
No, oh, I gotta show you. I don't think I have.
Oh, that's so gross. Really? So gross. He tried to look like BTS singer Park Jimin.
And does he? Did he succeed after
18? I don't
18?
Think so at all.
No.
Not even at all.
I mean, at least a Catwoman looked like a cat after a while. A really deformed one.
He identifies as non-binary and changed his name to Jimin.
Jimin, okay.
So listen to him talking about getting all these surgeries.
Okay.
When I lived in Korea, I literally loved the culture so, so much. I literally just fell in love with it, and it just became my lifestyle. So every day I would do everything that Koreans do. But Jimin was the one that shaped my appearance. So Jimin was the one that inspired me to do my eyes, to do my nose, my jaw.
What if someone wanted to look just like you, Kevin, and did 18 surgeries to... How would
Why
you
would
feel
they?
About
What's
that?
The? Because at least the little BTS kid is cute.
And famous.
Famous.
And well-known. Well, yeah.
I mean, but...
You're cute. You're very cute.
I was inspired by his looks and also his personality. So it was kind of a combination of both. It was both BTS that helped me come out and live my best life. And it was also just the Korean culture in general. It's like a mix. As much as I love Jimin and BTS, and I would literally do whatever Jimin does.
He would literally say
do.
Literally every single 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. It's not just about BTS. It's also about Korea. It's about the people, the culture, the food, everything about Korea. So BTS is my ultimate. Whatever Jimin does, I literally worship him like a god, you know.
He
worships him like a god.
Literally. Okay.
People go to church on Sundays. I just worship a couple quite often. You know, pray to Jimin. I want to look more like you.
You know what, though?
He prays to Jimin.
I wonder if he answers him.
He prays to him.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm getting a call from the guy that did surgery again.
He's had 18 surgeries.
You know what, though? If it had actually worked, like if he really looked.
Even if it worked.
No,
why,
then
why
I don't have
you
a problem with
sentence?
It. Yeah, I think
really?
It's fine. Yeah.
If
I think
he looks
it's
like
really
him?
Weird, but so what if you want to? But the fact that it's not going to work.
That is hilarious. That is the extra part.
Yes.
Hilarious. Where you get all those surgeries and you end up not looking like that
right.
person.
Then you that seems like a total waste.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
18 surgeries is a lot.
Maybe the, and it seems like some of the surgeons would have to, you know, say, we shouldn't do this to you.
Probably.
We should stop this
they
process.
They said he had his nose done and he had his cheeks done and he had his jawline done.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't even know how you would do that.
You start sawing it, I think, right?
Maybe,
they saw
I don't
it down.
Know. It's so gross.
Yeah. But if it worked... Like in the
then
future,
what?
But what I'm thinking is maybe these surgeons
Even
are going.
If it works, no.
We're moving towards being able to make you look exactly like whoever you want to.
What's the why?
I don't know.
Why do that?
I don't know. Because if you want to, that's fine. But if it doesn't work, why
it
would you?
It doesn't work at all.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to pivot from that
okay.
to people tell you look like what celebrity?
Oh, I love that.
You've had no surgeries.
No, I have not.
I'm saying in general.
Right.
But people tell you look like fill in the blank.
Norman Reedus. Twice. Two different occasions.
Really?
Yeah, and it was the biggest compliment I've ever
crossbow.
Had in my life.
It's the you carry the
yeah,
crossbow.
Exactly. And I'm like, what? What? And they were two separate people. I'm like, I don't see that at all except for the squinty little eyes. That's the only thing
but
that I feel.
But that's half the world.
I was so happy. Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
anyone
well,
that's
a compliment. That's
anyone that's high.
Right. Yeah. We're all Norman Reedus together.
All right. So 818-955 KLOS. You look like
who?
And is it especially if it's someone ugly? That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call down. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You look like what celebrity?
My cousins have always told me that I look like Ice Cube, Mexican Ice Cube.
We may need to see pictures for this call-in.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I would like to see a picture of Mexican Ice Cube.
Yeah, so tweet
well,
your
let's
picture.
Well, let's do this. Where do I send them, man?
Tweet it to at Kevin and Sluggo.
All right, at who?
At Kevin and Sluggo.
All right, I got you. Do I win a prize if I look like him?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll pat you on the back. That's your prize. Please enjoy. No, I don't know. Maybe we can dig something up. That's possible.
Don't know if we can, but go ahead and tweet it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mexican
That's
Ice Cube.
Fascinating.
That is awesome. I love that. Hi, KLOS. People say you look like what celeb?
Sluggo, I look like Scott Baio.
Scott Baio.
Scott Baio, I'm sorry.
Yeah, do you have the same... Hopefully you have a completely different outlook on life.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks
Maybe
for calling.
Not. Hi, KLOS. People say you look like who?
Yes. Hmm. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Thank you. What celebrity do you look like?
I look like George Lopez.
What? What?
George Lopez.
Oh, Lopez.
I believe it's what he said in
Would
that
Would you tweet
chamber.
Us a picture?
My girlfriend says Mario Lopez.
Send us a picture at Kevin and Sluggo.
Tweet it. At Kevin and Sluggo.
You're going to fall in love with me.
By the way, my...
that's a risk we'll take.
That's beautiful. Wife just reminded me that you, Kevin, look like the liquid metal cop from RoboCop. Or
I've
not
been
RoboCop,
told that a couple
times. From Terminator.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Told that a couple times, but...
Can you shift? Turn into something else? Come on,
I wish I could.
Who do you look like? 818-955-KLOS.
955 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We were talking about a guy who had 18 plastic surgeries to look like one of the guys in BTS.
And as it turns out, after all that work, he doesn't.
Fail. So we're going to take your phone calls. Do you look like a celebrity? What do people tell you? Who do people say that you look like?
I look like Justin Bieber.
How old are you?
I know this. I'm 12 years old.
12 years old.
Oh, well. So, I mean, hope you get as rich and famous as Justin Bieber.
Kidding.
Yeah. Thanks for calling,
man.
As
long as Bad Religion.
No.
Not taking guesses. Thank you. People try and sneak them in.
Yes, they do. Why?
As
we're not going to give it away now.
I don't know.
Weird. Hi, KLOS. Who do you look like?
Hello. You look like what celebrity?
Marceau in the Wind. That's who. Never mind. Hi, KLOS, what celebrity do you look like?
Is that the mime?
Yes, in the wind. See?
KLOS, hello.
Well, so first of all, guys, I am 42, and ever since I was in college, everyone keeps telling me I look exactly like Nicolas Cage.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
That's
I'm
a great
really
question.
Sure.
Yeah, that is a really good question.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know, because if you look like him, that's probably okay. But if you act like him, maybe you're a little nutty.
Well, but if people will come up to me on the street, like, without me saying a word to them, and they're like, oh, my gosh, do you know who you look like? You look just like Nicolas Cage. And I'm like, he's a freaky-looking dude, even if he does have
Have you ever said, yes, that's me?
Yeah, have you ever tried that angle?
I didn't try that angle, but I am starting to realize over a lifetime of this that when they say I look like someone that's more handsome than Nicolas Cage, then they're hitting on me. So if they say Hugh Grant or Christian Bale, that means I'm in good shape.
Well, you know what? We'll be the final judge here. If you look like Nicolas Cage, tweet us a picture of yourself.
I will do it, boys.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. What celeb do they say you look like?
Hey, look, I got a mashup. Okay, so I've been told that I look like a cross between Brad Pitt and the monster from the Goonies. Brad Pitt then took a dump. I look like the guy that would have to clean up that.
Well, that's pretty specific.
I think you win. Yay!
I think you need to send a picture.
Yes, please.
I'm a winner.
Send a picture at Kevin and Sluggo.
And you know, that nets you absolutely nothing. Congratulations.
818-955-KLOS.
Hey, I'm a winner. Make me a winner.
Nope. We're talking about a guy who had 18 plastic surgeries to look like one of the singers in BTS.
Which I did too, but then I didn't like the look, so I went back.
He doesn't look good either.
No.
So maybe.
What do you mean either?
Maybe that's the.
How
you
dare
said
you?
You didn't like the way you look. Don't try and bring me into this. So we're asking you, people tell you you look like what celebrity? KLOS, hello.
Hey, my name's Dave. I took a picture of myself one time. I look at it. And I think I look like Saddam Hussein.
Oh, no.
Is that a celeb?
I guess technically.
Yeah. Were you in a bunker at the time, underground?
No.
If that's the case, send us a picture.
Yeah.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, we want to see the picture. Tweet it at us. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Hi, KLOS. Who do you look like?
That other guy in the city looks like Nicolas Cage, 42 years old. I got shoes older than him.
Okay.
But I look like Santa Claus.
Oh.
Santa Claus!
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, let's hear your ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
Send us a picture.
Yeah, all we want for Christmas is a picture of you. Tweet it. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Hi, KLOS, what celeb do you look like?
They say I look like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
I've been accused
That's
of
fantastic.
That many times back
hey,
in the day.
Hey, Scoob, you ready for a doobie snake?
Hey, send us a picture at Kevin and Sluggo.
All right,
thank you.
Right on.
Bye.
You know, we would have gotten away with it from one of those meddling kids.
See?
KLOS, what celeb do you look like?
Oh, I'm on?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that is so cool. I look kind of like Jack Nicholson with the right sunglasses.
Oh, nice. Do you have an axe handy? You can take a picture of yourself and send it to us?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, nice. Do you have a door you don't really care about? Maybe you could chop a hole in it?
It scares me that his answer axe was yes.
Please tweet it. Thanks for calling. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Wendy, I'm home. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I have to wonder if this money is ever going to go away. We've got last $2,000 in the kitty.
It is our final giveaway.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty difficult clue.
I guess it is.
So we're going to try it again. We're going to play it for you. You be caller 13, 818-955 KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist and start your weekend off with an extra $2,000.
And just straight up, I think I need to say this because we try really hard to make sure nobody takes a guess when we're not playing a game.
Right.
A kid took a guess a little while ago. Just straight out, listen, wrong band. So, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't want that to happen. So.
Yeah, yeah, no worries.
So don't think that that's something that's slipped through. All right, here you go. Here's your clip. Need to go home and go to sleep. 818-955-KLOS. After a lot of beer. Vodka. Weed. If you think you know what it is, good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Larry. I know the answer. Come on, man.
Larry, fingers crossed.
Larry, you're caller 13.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
I got to give it up. I got to give it up for my daughter. She's okay. Been helping me. The whole family's been helping me.
Oh, nice.
Let me just say, slow your roll until we know that you got it right.
Yeah, we're hoping.
But if you got it right, $2,000.
And they get some of it, right? A good chunk.
Are you guys ready for this deal?
Yes.
We actually are, yes.
Yes.
All right, we're going to play it for you again, and then we'll get your guess. You ready?
Thank you, yes.
Okay, name an artist. Here you go. What is it?
Man in the Box, Alice in Chains.
Incorrect.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Me?
No.
So sorry.
Really?
That's not the name of it. Nope.
I feel for you, man. They did their best.
Man.
Tell your family to take a hike.
Send them packing. All right, thanks for calling. Sorry, man. Have a good weekend anyway. So that means Tuesday.
Correct.
1,000 years from now.
Tuesday between 3 and 4, we'll give you another shot at it.
Now, though, we got to clear the lines. We got our All Request Fest next.
Yes. So, well, start your weekend off right.
Yeah, something loud. Doesn't matter if it usually gets played on KLOS. Hey, we can find it. We'll throw it on. What do you want to hear? 818-955-KLOS. You can also request via Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Wall to wall.
To wall.
To wall.
On Southern California's
Wall. 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Hey, I love you guys so. Can you guys play Rocky Queen by Guns N' Roses?
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Nice way to start our precious little All Request Fest. What do you want to hear? 818-955-KLOS. Kevin, can you please be quiet? Stop talking so much.
What?
K-Rock, KLOS, All Request Fest. Wait, was I the first one to say it this whole time? That rules.
Yes, you're worse than me. Okay, what do you want to hear?
Yeah, on the K-Rock All Request Fest.
Hi, can you do a birthday request for me from my mom?
Aw.
What song?
Inner Garden DeVita from Player Piece.
Inner Garden DeVita.
No, I like the way you say it.
Yeah.
Slayer, please. Slayer.
Slayer, the Slayer cover.
Okay.
Oh my God, is that the one your mom wants to hear?
Yeah.
How much do I love your mom? That rules.
I don't want to hear that again.
Yeah, baby. What's her name?
Vanessa, and her birthday's on Sunday.
Happy birthday to Vanessa!
It was Terry 68. Should have gone to 69, but whatever. On the tweet machine, the Bluebird of Gossip. Ask for Cameo there. We were talking about Cameo yesterday in relation to Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl did an interview where he said he stole a lot of drum parts from disco songs, including that band.
Cameo.
Cameo doing Word Up.
So he was like, hey, so you were talking about Cameo yesterday on your little request fest. How about that? So Foo Fighters weekend, right?
There you go. It is a red, white, and Foo weekend. because foo rhymes with blue.
I thought you hated puns.
We will have your shot at nearly every hour to win tickets to the sold-out Foo Fighters show at the Fabulous Forum next week. Just listen for the keyword to text and be safe.
Yeah, and that starts 4th of July. This hour, so we'll start giving you tickets to that show really soon.
Correct.
KLOS All Request Fest, what do you got for us?
Hey, how about some California Dream and Dirty Honey?
Yeah, all right, absolutely. We'll do that for you. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Joe in Burbank.
Joe in Burbank, we thank thee.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
Have a killer weekend.
You too.
You too.
Have a killer weekend.
What can we do for you?
Kevin Schlegel, what's up?
Hey, man.
You know, Friday afternoon, taking requests. What do you got for us?
How about some Wango Tango? The nude.
That seems doable. Who are you?
Bobby.
Bobby, what are you up to this
heading
weekend?
Home.
Yeah?
Heading home.
My son's birthday is on the 4th. We're just going to do some swimming and grilling and drinking.
Fantastic.
That is a nice combination plate.
It is.
How old is your son?
28.
28?
Wow, so he's going to definitely be partaking.
Is he still in diapers?
Big ones.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Yeah, can I hear Love Roller Coaster by Red Hot Chili Peppers? Maybe the original, too?
You said you were going to call back. Is this you?
You'd hear from me, and you heard.
Yeah, that's right. You threatened us yesterday. Yeah.
We were going to hear from you and your lawyer, but all right.
I don't know if we can do both of them, but you said yesterday you really liked the Chili Peppers version in particular.
Yeah.
I kind of like to play the Ohio Players version because of the scream that people say with someone being murdered in the next studio. And then
because you love murder.
Yeah, it's fun.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds fun, too.
All right, Chili Peppers for you, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
But I believe that we started today by playing Cameo Word Up.
That's right.
Which was a strange choice. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Yes, you guys kept saying my name, so I figured I had to call in.
What's your name?
Cameo. So when you guys played Word Up and you guys kept saying my name, I was like, well, I guess I should make it a request then.
Damn straight.
It was kind of a message straight to
it
you.
It was.
What can we do for you?
I would love to hear the Cranberry Zombie.
That's not really what we're looking for. Give us something louder.
Yeah, louder.
I don't know. A louder one?
You can do a Cameo.
Yeah, some kind of loud song.
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah. Yep.
Do it. Give us another one.
I don't anything AC/DC.
All right.
AC/DC?
We never played them.
I've never even heard of them.
All weekend long, it's KLOS party songs. Wall to wall.
To wall.
To wall. Wall to wall.
Southern California's rock wall.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Hey, ladies. Crazy.
Not one you hear every day on a KLOS.
That was for Jeremy and San Clemente.
Nice.
It's a great request.
All Request Fest, what do you got?
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
I got a bizarre request. It's a song that I heard on the station maybe like 4 years ago.
Okay.
But it's a mashup song of Crazy Train and September.
Interesting.
Wow. And it's an amazing little mashup.
Is Crazy Train the music part of it, and then they add September singing? It's both.
They do a little bit of both, and it's really awesome. I think you guys will love it, and it would make my weekend if I could hear it on the radio.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find it, and as soon as we do, we'll play it.
You guys are the best.
Okay, thank
you,
man. Thanks, dude. Thank you.
It's our All Request Fest.
Wow, that is weird.
Pretty strange, right?
Yeah, very odd.
Mash up with Earth, Wind, and Fire and Ozzy.
And all that talk about the Foo Fighters and Dave learning basically to play drums from disco songs.
Steal from disco songs, yeah.
So we had a call and we had to go dig that out and we found it. There you go. Very weird.
That's what we do on our All Request Fest.
All right, so who's this for?
I didn't write it down.
Oh, damn it.
But thank you, whoever requested it, because it's a great request.
You know who you are.
Yeah, it's thank KLOS. You. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. We just found Crazy Train. It was a mashup of that with September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
DJ Cumberland. That was really bizarre. But we got a request for it. We found it. We threw it on. That's what we do.
And the reviews are great. They're fantastic. KLOS, hello.
You know what? That Ozzy mosh thing, pit, whatever, that's bullshit, man. You guys need to stop that shit. You're messing with classics. It sounded f***ing stupid.
So you want to hear it again?
We'll play it again for you. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, All Request Fest.
What do you got? He has a point.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Look, took the teeth out of it is kind of what you were saying.
Yeah.
I agree. KLOS, All Request Fest, what do you got for us?
I just wanted to call so you guys are doing a great job rocking us and
nice. Radio, man.
Wow, thank you. Thanks very much,
we
man.
This is some live music. UFO, Lights Out, please.
Oh, Lights Out. Lights Out. UFO. You can never go wrong with UFO. All right, who are you?
Jason, let me do to get a t-shirt.
Send us $50.
We'll give you one.
Yeah, you got it, dude.
Good. Appreciate it. That's good. You guys are great.
Thank you.
All right, and live UFO. It's Lights Out.
This isn't a request. This is an order.
Keep them coming at 818-955-KLOS.
By the way, request denied.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest.
And what can we play for you?
Hey, so I want to hear the greatest song ever recorded. Rick D's Disco Duck. Come on.
No.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
REO Speedwagon.
Nope.
Kevin's on a nope fest.
Come on.
Thanks for calling.
REO Speedwagon.
REO Speed Dealer.
Come on. This is a weekend. It's a rock station.
Woo!
Come on.
REO Speedwagon.
Hi, KLOS All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Hey.
Nope. I'm sorry, what?
I'm commuting home from a long day and Billy Squire would hit the spot.
Billy Squire, which one?
Lonely as the Night.
Yep.
I guess I have to admit that if I like the song, I'm more likely to want to play it.
Sure.
And if you hate the song, you're more likely to want to scream at them. And I'm right there with you.
I can't do,
certain
that,
selections.
Oh, drives me nuts.
This is our precious All Request Fest. That's for Terry. Fine selection, sir. And then we heard from, and I love how he describes himself on the tweet machine, hospital specialist and background actor. Mike.
Sweet.
And I won't butcher your name, Mike. Mike hit us up on our tweet account, the tweets machine, the Bluebird of Gossip, and asked for this one, Quiet Riot on KLOS. I mean, if that doesn't get your 4th of July weekend started,
right?
why are you even trying?
What do you need?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, hospital specialist and background actor Mike, for that request.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Oh, I got the best request. You guys ready?
Yep. Hold on. No, wait. Hold on. I'm putting on my special pants. Okay, yes.
Come on. Faster. Faster.
I've always heard that.
We need some Hocus Pocus Focus, boys.
Ah, nice. Nice, 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 nice. Who are you?
Jeff from Long Beach.
Jeff.
Let's get this party started, boys.
What are you planning on doing for the little holiday weekend party time?
Got a house party with friends up in Signal Hill. Gonna do it as responsibly as
humanly possible, right? Exactly. All right, Hocus Pocus Focus on KLOS All Request Fest, man.
Yo!
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
That is the fastest 2 hours every week.
No kidding, right?
From 5 to 7, it's our All Request Fest.
And you know, 9 out of 9 doctors suggest that you be totally high when listening to that Focus, Hocus Pocus.
Really, to any of our songs.
Yep, and this whole damn show.
Mm-hmm. And the long week.
Here. Yeah.
How are you, man?
Good. So what are we doing?
This
weekend?
Yeah.
We're gonna we have
remember the operation we have to
do. The operation.
Yeah, we have operations.
About the operation. I'm sorry.
On the weekend.
Yeah. I know we were talking about maybe getting together and playing and having some fun, but
The operation.
That's the operation.
Oh, it's a dedicated doctor.
Yeah. It's really the only time he could do it.
Yeah.
So maybe next weekend we'll
absolutely.
Yes, but I think remember the
Right.
Something else
yes.
is coming.
Right. Yeah. Next weekend we have the thing.
Yeah.
But the people at the deal.
You know? Maybe the weekend after.
Hey, that's an idea.
We can look into it.
Yeah.
We would love to spend time.
Oh my gosh, Greg.
I'll take what I can get.
Hey, I have really good news for everybody. It's supposed to say, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend, but it didn't because everything sucks on this planet and I'm leaving. Yeah!
Listen, it can be hard to find good help.
Yeah, so I guess
you know what I mean, Stu?
Yeah, Stu,
you know what I mean? His mic's not on, I don't know.
Oh, my mic's on.
Oh, there you go, okay.
Oh, my mic's on.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about the fact that we were supposed to play, huh?
Yeah, go on.
We were very excited to get the winning started with our red, white,
and foo.
Red, white,
foo weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what happened? You guys, did you run the wrong thing?
No, I don't know.
We ran the only thing. which was in there only because of you, Stu.
Did it say Foos on it when you pulled it up?
Sure. I looked at it really carefully. If you know us,
you know we're sticklers for details.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I guess the correct one is here now. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Maybe you should play it.
Yeah. All right.
Let's try that one now.
This seems very suspicious for some reason. All right. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. This is Dave Grohl.
This is Taylor Hawkins.
We're in a band called the Foo Fighters.
And this is your shot to go see them at the Forum. Text Foo Fighters to 68683. That's Foo Fighters to 68683 right now. Oh, by the way, they'll also be in the running for $500 in free gas. And I totally did not screw this thing up. Kevin, I mean, how dare you?
What? What? The weekend has begun!
Yes! We're in the middle of a red, white, and fun weekend on KLOS.
That seems potentially dangerous to say.
We'll have your shot nearly every hour to win tickets to the sold-out Foo Fighters show at the Fabulous Forum next month. Listen for the keyword to text. What's happening?
Yeah.
Well,
Stu's back! Yeah, welcome back, Stu!
You know, it's funny you should mention that keyword to text, because I just gave it to you, just a moment ago. It's Foo Fighters.
Right.
I just got a phone call from our boss, Keith Cunningham, here at KLOS, and I'll give his cell number out in just a moment. But apparently, if you're typing Foo space Fighters and texting that to 68683, like you would,
which is what you would do,
right?
Yeah. Sure.
Apparently, you're getting a kickback message that says Alt 92.3, the contest is over,
and we're going to find you and kill you,
and we're coming to kill you. Yeah. So,
Fighters.
So it is Foo Fighters, okay. But don't put the space. Just all one word: Foo Fighters to 68683, and then you'll be entered in the contest for the food.
I feel
tickets.
Like we've had better kickoffs for weekends.
So come back in 20 minutes and tell us what else to do.
I'm going
to
say the chances are that it's going to be correct. It's 95.5 KLOS.
Really? Do you?
I'm going to say that the chances that it's going to be correct.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to say are 60-40 against.
It's our request, Beth.
You think yes? Stu's shaky.
Yeah, he's having a day today. I think he's playing around, being silly, starting off his July 4th weekend early.
Right.
So we're supposed to have this Red, White, and Foo weekend going.
Correct.
Where we're getting you into the sold-out Forum show all weekend. And we're supposed to have a little thing that says, okay, call now.
Supposed to text a word.
And so far, it's been a disaster.
And so far, it has not worked. It's been poorly done.
So what are you saying? 60-40 against the
60-40
right
against.
Against.
Yeah. So I'm voting no. I don't think it's going to happen.
All right. Here we go. And if so, I'll be amazed.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, everybody. This is Dave Grohl.
This is Taylor Hawkins.
We're in a band called the Foo Fighters.
And this is your shot to go see them at the Forum.
Plus $500 in free gas.
Text Grohl to 68683. That's Grohl, G-R-O-H-L, to 68683 now.
Texting charges may apply. Be careful with that M-80.
Well, hold on. Was that the right one?
That was the right
one. That was the right one?
I believe it was.
What?
Yeah.
K-Rock, KLOS, all request fest. Wait, was I the first one to say it this whole time? That rules.
Yes, you're worse than me.
It was on this day in rock in 1962 when Jimi Hendrix was honorably discharged from the 101st Airborne Paratroopers after he broke his ankle during his 26th but final parachute jump. It was on this day in rock in 2005 when Pink Floyd reformed for the first time since 1981, getting Roger Waters, David Gilmour, Nick Mason, and Rick Wright together on stage to perform Comfortably Numb at the Live 8 London concert. It was on this day in rock in 2015 when finally, for the first time ever, insanely, Rush made the cover of Rolling Stone.